Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Kuf Yud Zayin. All the fun and the agadata of yesterday is very, very much over, and we're back into some very serious halacha. So it says the Mishnah, Benos Tzlafchad not Gimel Chalakim Benachla, that the Benos Tzlafchad actually received three portions of Eretz Yisrael in their Yerusha. The Mishnah is going to list the three portions. Number one, Chelek Avi and Shahayu and Yotze Mitzrayim. They received the portion of their father because their father was one of the people who left Mitzrayim, and the Mishnah is assuming like the Shita that holds, or like the Shitos that hold, that the Yotze Mitzrayim each received a portion. Now, granted, most of them didn't make it into Eretz Yisrael, but that's the way Eretz Yisrael was divided up, as we're going to see in the Gemara. It was divided up amongst the Yotze Mitzrayim, and based on each portion of the Yotze Mitzrayim, they were able to pass it on to their Yarshim. So the Benos Slavchad received their father's portion, because Slavchad was one of the people who left Mitzrayim. V'chelko im'achiv b'nichse chefer. Not only that, their grandfather Chefer was also one of the people who left Mitzrayim. So not only did Slavchad have his own portion in Eretz Yisrael, his father had a portion in Eretz Yisrael as well. His father obviously was no longer alive either when they came into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore his father's portion was divided up amongst his sons, and Slavchad had one portion of his father's portion of Eretz Yisrael. And not only that, v'shayu b'char notel shnei chalakim. Not only that, but because he was a b'char, and therefore he deserved to take two portions of Chefer's portion, Slavchad deserved two portions of Chefer's portion, therefore they received that chelek as well. They received the chelek of b'char as well. If you look at the Rashbam, chelek avihen, says the Rashbam, Slavchad sheyom yotz mitzrayim shaben hanichnas la'aretz lo yinotel b'shvil atzmo chelek ba'aretz, right, when someone would come into Eretz Yisrael, he wouldn't take his own portion if he was not one of the people who left Mitzrayim. There was divided amongst those who left Mitzrayim. Kedamar b'Gemara, the kasaver haitana li yotze Mitzrayim nischalka aretz v'lo l'baya aretz. This Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah, holds that it was the Yotze Mitzrayim amongst whom Eretz Yisrael was divided, not amongst the baya aretz. V'nafkalam mikra'i, the Gemara is going to derive this from Pesukim. V'yafal pishi yotze Mitzrayim lo nichnas la'aretz ala mesu b'midbar, v'lo natlu chelek ba'aretz. Even though, granted, the Yotze Mitzrayim never made it into Eretz Yisrael, they all died in the Midbar, but it still makes sense to say that the Yerusha was divided amongst the Yotze Mitzrayim. How does it make sense? In what way does it work? In what way is it any different than the Baya Aretz receiving the Yerusha? In the following case, Shem Yatzu Reuven v'Shimon Mitzrayim. Let's say two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, leave Mitzrayim. V'noldu lahem b'midbar banim shenichnus la'aretz. And in the Midbar, they each have children who enter Eretz Yisrael. However, one of them has a large family and one of them has a small family. L'Ruven has sara banim, l'Shimon ben echad. Reuven has 10 sons, Shimon has only one son. Yitol ben Shimon chelek k'neged asara b'nei Reuven. The 10 sons all together of Reuven receive the same amount of land altogether as Shimon receives alone. Shayul Reuven v'Shimon eschalka aretz, because it's not divided amongst the 11 of them who are coming into Eretz Yisrael. No, it's divided amongst the fathers, and the fathers were even. There was one and one. So that the Reuven receives 50%, and Shimon receives 50%. Amongst the 50% that Reuven receives, it's going to have to be divided into 10 equal portions for all of his sons. Shimon's only son is going to receive the entire 50%. So essentially, Reuven's sons are each going to receive 5%, and Shimon's son will receive 50%. V'zachul kol v'nei kalechem b'nechse avien. U'tzlavchad yatzu mi'mitzrayim u'meis b'midbar l'fichach natlu b'nos av chelkav. And Slavchad left Mitzrayim, died in the Midbar, and therefore his daughters took his chelek. But that's the idea of liyotze Mitzrayim. That's the concept that we say that liyotze Mitzrayim nischalka, that it was not nischalik amongst those who entered Eretz Yisrael evenly amongst all those who entered Eretz Yisrael, rather it was divided evenly amongst all those who left Mitzrayim, and then the laws of Yerusha kicked in. Even though the people who left Mitzrayim never got to see it. They never even saw that land, but it's considered that they were the ones who yarshined it. If you look at the Rashbam, Dibra Maskel v'shayit Slavchad b'char, says the Rashbam, Vayeroy litol pishnayim imachav b'nechse chefer. Slavchad, being a b'char, deserved a double portion of his father's nachla. V'afal gav she'ein ha'b'char notol b'roy k'b'muchzuk. So, Frek the Rashbam, wait a second. A Bechor only receives a double portion of what his father actually had. A Bechor does not get Pishnayim in what was ra'ui to come to his father. Now, Chefer certainly never saw Eretz Yisrael. He never received a portion of Eretz Yisrael. Why would Slavchad be entitled to a double portion of Chefer's Nachla if Chefer himself never received that Nachla? It was ra'ui, it wasn't muchzak. So says the Rashbam, Eretz Yisrael muchzakas hi liyotze Mitzrayim. We consider Eretz Yisrael to be muchzak by Yotze Mitzrayim, not only ra'ui, k'damra b'gemara, u'kibisha hichzik chefer b'chal kodami, we view it as if chefer already had his chelek. V'afilu imeis slavchad mekami chefer, nimtzat slavchad yoresh pishnayim b'kol asher yimotze l'chefer, ki hu resh esono. Even if slavchad were to die before chefer, Slavchad would still get the Pishnayim and anything that belonged, that should have belonged to Chefer. Even though when Chefer died, Slavchad was no longer alive, still Slavchad's daughters get that extra portion, that Bechor portion of Chefer's Nechasim, just like they get the regular portion of Slavchad in Chefer's Nechasim, they also get the Pishnayim portion of Chefer and Slavchad's Nechasim. Fine, so those are the three portions that the Benos Slavchad received. Asks the Rashbam much further along in that same Dibur Maskil, in that same Rashbam, all the way on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, says, wait a second, there was a fourth portion that Slavchad received as well. Slavchad had a brother who died in the Midbar. So shouldn't he receive that brother's portion as well? The brother was from the Yotze Mitzrayim, so he gets his own portion. And shouldn't the daughters receive the brother's portion in Eretz Yisrael as well? So shouldn't that be a fourth portion? So the Rashbam's answer is basically yes, in a chinami. It's actually Yerushalmi that says the Benos Slavchad received five portions, comes up with the fifth portion, but that's irrelevant for now. The point is that yes, in a chinami, there was a fourth portion that the Benos Slavchad received. Our Mishnah is not just listing off every portion the Benos Slavchad received. Our Mishnah has a goal over here to teach us a halacha, and it wants to teach us a chiddush with each line. That fourth portion would not have taught us any chiddush. Why not? So if you look at the Rashbam on the fourth line on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, V'hai d'loka chash v'masnisin dal v'chalakim shayilab l'benos slavchad, k'dechsi v'yiplu chevle minasha asara shisa d'shisa batei avos v'arba d'tu, davasu chad asa d'abba v'natalu chelek v'nechasav k'dar min b'gemara. The Gemara is going to say in tomorrow's daf about this brother who died and that they received that portion as well. The reason we don't mention that in our Mishnah is because it doesn't teach us any chiddush. We already learned that the granddaughters take a chelek together with the sons in the Yerusha of the grandfather. So if that's the case, meaning if Slavchad's daughters take a portion of Chefer's Yerusha together with Slavchad's brothers, then it's equally obvious that Slavchad's daughters take a portion of Slavchad's brother's Yerusha together with the other brothers. Meaning we see that the daughters take the place of their father when it comes to Yerusha. So there's no additional Chiddush being taught to me when you tell me that the daughters receive that Yerusha, that Chelek of one of Slavchad's brothers. V'ilash minon, maybe you want to tell me, no, the Chiddush is the Liotzi Mitzrayim Nischalka Aretz, that Eretz Yisrael was divided amongst the Yotzi Mitzrayim, and Slavchad's daughters therefore take a portion of that Slavchad received as a Yotzi Mitzrayim, and a portion that Slavchad's brother received as one of the Yotzi Mitzrayim, even though he never entered Eretz Yisrael. Well, there's no chiddush in the fact that they take the brother's portion. We already know that it's Liotzi Mitzrayim Nischalka from the fact that they take Slavchad's portion. Slavchad never made it into Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, they only took his portion because he was from the Yotzei Mitzrayim. So we already see that they take a chelek from the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Aval Bahani, Gimel Chalakim to Katani. The three chalakim that are mentioned in our Mishnah each teach us a chiddush. Ashmin and Tlasimili tells us three different chidushim. Number one, the Liotzi Mitzrayim Nischalka Aretz. That the Eretz Yisrael is divided amongst the Yotzi Mitzrayim, not amongst the Baya Aretz. Number two, Ubas HaBen HiKeben LiRishim Achin, that the daughter of a son is just like the son himself, to be Yorish together with the other brothers. And number three, Ve'Eretz Yisrael Muchzekes HiLiYotzi Mitzrayim V'Natabav B'char Pishnayim, that Eretz Yisrael is not considered Ro'i, it's considered Muchzak, and therefore you get Pishnayim of Eretz Yisrael, even for those who never actually saw it, they're considered to be muchzak in it. So those are the three chidushim of our Mishnah, and that's why we're told about these three portions, although there may have been more portions, but that doesn't interest us. We're interested in these three chidushim. Says the Gemara now, Tanan, Tapak of Yudzayin Amar Aleph, Tanan Kaman Diyamar Liyotzi Mitzrayim Nischalka Aretz. Our Mishnah seems to be going like the Shita that holds that Eretz Yisrael was divided amongst the Yotzi Mitzrayim. Now, we're about to quote a brisa that expresses directly which Shita holds that. So it's unusual that Rishonim point out that the Gemara doesn't say Tanan Ke, the Shita that holds it, Ke Rabbi Yoshia. Why does it say very vaguely, just say Tanan Ke Rabbi Yoshia? We're about to see that Rabbi Yoshia is the one who holds that way. So that's what Rabbeinu Yonah points out, and the Rashbam, to a lesser extent, the Rashbam is really Soser himself, so better to say the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah points out that Bedavka, it doesn't say Tanan Ke Rabbi Yoshia, because we're going to see that in fact there are three possible opinions we're going to see in the Gemara today. One possible opinion is, how is Eretz Yisrael divided up? Amongst the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Anyone who left Mitzrayim was 20 years old, got a portion of that, of Eretz Yisrael, and they passed it on, their portion, on to their children. If they had 10 children, their portion had to be divided 10 ways. If they had one child, the child got their entire portion. Right? That it was all based on the Yotzei Mitzrayim. A second Shita, it was all based on the Bayi HaAretz, on those who went into Eretz Yisrael. That anyone who went into Eretz Yisrael made no difference how many siblings there were. If I came into Eretz Yisrael, I got a portion. I could have 15 siblings, I still get the same size portion as an only child gets, because all the Bayi HaAretz divided it evenly. And the third Shita is that it's a combination of both. That the Bayi HaAretz receive a portion, they then give it back to their fathers, and we're going to see the various permutations and possibilities of what this means exactly, but they then give it back to their fathers, not exactly give it back to their fathers are dead, but we view it as if they gave it back to their fathers, and then the fathers reapportioned it back to the children. What does that accomplish? How does that accomplish anything? How does that change any of that? Why is that any different than the Bayi HaAretz taking it? What difference does a yo-yo make? We'll get to that soon. But the point is, there is this Shita that holds that the Yotzei Mitzrayim played some role, even though this third Shita also holds the Bayi HaAretz played some role. So when our Gemara wants to say that our Mishnah is Muchach, that the Yotzei Mitzrayim played a role, it's not necessarily Rabbi Yoshia. There are two ways the Yotzei Mitzrayim could have played a role. Either they are the exclusive heirs of Eretz Yisrael, or they're not the exclusive, they're not the only ones who received the Yerusha. It was divided amongst the Bayi HaAretz as well. So we'll see exactly the details, but that's why the Gemara doesn't want to identify Rabbi Yoshia in that first line. So what is this machlokas? Tanya, we have a brisa. Rabbi Yoshia Omer, Rabbi Yoshia says, Liyotzi Mitzrayim Nischalka Aretz. The Eretz Yisrael is divided up amongst the Yotzi Mitzrayim. Shneamar, L'shemos Matos Avosa Milchalu. The Pasuk says that in Arvos Moav, when talking to the Bnei Yisrael and counting the Bnei Yisrael right before going into Eretz Yisrael, at the very end of the traveling in the Midbar, they're told that Eretz Yisrael is going to be divided up, L'shemos Matos Avosam. It's going to be divided up based on their fathers, meaning based on the Yotzi Mitzrayim. Aye, so that pasuk, very good. That pasuk tells me it's going to be divided up based on the Yotzi Mitzrayim. Fine. Elamani Mekayim Le'ela Techalik Haaretz Benachla. But what are you going to do with the pasuk that's right there, two psukim earlier, that says Le'ela Techalik Haaretz Benachla B'mispar Shemos? That it's to these people, meaning the ones who are alive today when we're going into Eretz Yisrael, it's to these people who Eretz Yisrael is going to be divided. It does not sound like it's based on the Yotzei Mitzrayim. So it's really a stira in psukim. That's why we have three shitas. It's how do you deal with the stira in psukim? Do you say one pasuk is correct and the other pasuk needs to be explained away? The other pasuk is correct and the first pasuk needs to be explained away? Or in some way they're both correct? So la'ela ke'ela la'hotzi ha'satfelim. So the satfelim. So the first approach is Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says, no, the first pasuk is the one that reflects accurately how our soul is divided up. It was based on the Yotzei Mitzrayim. What do we do with the la'ela tichalik, which makes it sound like it's based on the baya aretz? No, that just means that it's that the same way we counted the Yotzei Mitzrayim, that the same way that we did the count, so too that we're doing the count now of the baya aretz. How do you count? You only count people 20 years old and above. So just like we're counting the Bnei Yisrael right now in the 40th year, that's who amongst the Yotzei Mitzrayim would receive a Yerusha. That anyone who was 20 years old and above amongst the Yotzei Mitzrayim received the Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. If someone was 19 as a Yotzei Mitzrayim, he would not receive his own Chelek. That's all it's saying. But it's clearly, purely 100% the Yotzei Mitzrayim. What are his Hatfelim? His Hatfelim means it's a Lashon of Taf, of children. I never put those two words together. That Tafel and Tafel as in secondary, or not the Iker, is similar to Taf. Taf being children. That children usually go along with their parents. That Tafel legabe their parents. Right, they go along together with their parents as opposed to being their own independent individuals. If you look at the Rashbam, Ka'ela, Shehein B'nei Esrim. Ka'ela means 20-year-olds. Still, B'nei Esrim, Shiyatum Yitzrayim Nischalka Aretz. It was amongst the 20-year-olds who left Yitzrayim that Eretz Yisrael was divided. Avlol Tfalim Shiyatum Pachas Mi'ben Chav. But not the children who are under 20 years of age. Shalom Natal Chelik Ba'aretz, Loheim V'lo B'neihem. Neither they nor their children got a portion of Eretz Yisrael. However, think about it. A 19-year-old boy who leaves Mitzrayim, granted, he doesn't get his own portion, but in all likelihood, his father is still alive. So his father, who's a 45-year-old man, does get a chelek. So that chelek will be passed on to his grandchildren, to his children and grandchildren, to the Baya Aretz. V'imlo ha'ilem shum morish yatsu mimitzrayim, k'gon shelo ha'ilem av, v'lo dod, v'ach shemesu b'midbar, v'lo banim, but it could be that you're going to have people who come into Eretz Yisrael who simply don't get a chelek. They're amongst the group who come into Eretz Yisrael and they don't get any chelek. Why? Because it could be that they were 19 years old when they left Mitzrayim, or 18 years old when they left Mitzrayim, and they had no relatives. They had no father. The father was killed in Makas Choshech, in the slavery, whatever. They had no relatives. So in that case, in a chenami, they don't get a chelek from the Yotzei Mitzrayim because they weren't 20. They don't get a chelek from the Baya Aretz because this shita holds that there's no such thing as a chelek in the Baya Aretz. Ubisafrikas of matam lomer le'ela tichalik aretz v'prek sherim gedoshim klomer la'afuke rishoyim. There's a medrash that says, no, we're not coming to exclude children, we're coming to exclude rishoyim shebehen. Shlo ha'elen chelek ba. V'afilu b'nei'en ein zochim ba b'shvil avien. If there was a rasha, the children of that rasha would not get a chelek of their father, they would only get el b'zchus ziknehem im ha'yim yotzim Mitzrayim. If their grandfather, who was not a rasha, also happened to be miyotzim Mitzrayim, they'd get their grandfather's portion, but not their father the rasha's portion. Tamrim lekaman, b'nei meraglu, m'slonim natu b'zchus avi avien, b'zchus imei imosehen. Fine, so this is the idea that liyotzim Mitzrayim, nischalka aretz, we pointed out that the Rashbam gave the example, why does it make a difference whether it's liyotzim Mitzrayim or Labaya Aretz? Rashbam talks about two people who leave Mitzrayim. One has 10 sons, one has one son, right? So the guy who has 10 sons will have to, his chelik is going to have to be divided 10 ways. The guy who had one son, his chelik doesn't go entirely to that one son. Rabbeinu Gershom gives another nafkamina. So Rabbeinu Gershom, which is actually printed on the side of the page, gives another nafkamina. Let's say a guy leaves Mitzrayim with 10 sons, and he and his and five of his sons die in the Midbar. And only five sons enter Eretz Yisrael. So a man and his 10 sons, all above the age of 20, leave Mitzrayim. He and five of them die in the Midbar. Five sons are left. What do those five sons receive when they go into Eretz Yisrael? Do they receive five portions? So says Rabbeinu Gershom, according to this Shita, that it's the Yotzei Mitzrayim Nischalka, they receive 11 portions. The five sons get to divide amongst them 11 portions, because there were 11 Yotzei Mitzrayim. Right? So it's not based on how many came in, it's based on how many went out. And these are the proper yorshim of those who went out. Good. So similarly, someone leaves Mitzrayim with five sons, and then five more sons are born in the Midbar. and those five sons go into Eretz, those five additional sons go into Eretz Yisrael. If Eretz Yisrael was divided, Lebaya Aretz, so it would have been 10 portions for these 10 children. But since it's only based on Yotzei Mitzrayim, so it's 6 portions, the father and 5 of the sons. Good. That's how it would work. Those are just, meaning, I don't, Rashbam wouldn't disagree with that. These are just additional points of Nafkamina where it would make a difference whether it was the Yotzei Mitzrayim or Lebaya Aretz. Fine, so that's the first way of dealing with the stira between these two psukim. The second way, Rabbi Yonah Sonomer, back in the Gemara, Lebaya Aretz Nischalka Aretz. That Eretz Yisrael was divided amongst those who went into Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, Le'ela Techalik Aretz Benachla. Meaning, which pasuk do I emphasize? The second one. When I say the second one, I mean it's the second one that the Gemara quotes. It's actually the first one in Chumash. It's two psukim earlier in Chumash. But Le'ela Techalik Aretz Benachla. That's the pasuk that we emphasize as being the most accurate. Elamani Mekayim L'Shemos Matos Avosim Yinchalu. What do I do with the pasuk that seems to imply that L'Shemos Matos Avosim Yinchalu, that it's the Yotzei Mitzrayim who receive a Nachla? That's to teach me a different thing. It's to teach me the following idea. Mishuna Nachla Zu Mikol Nachla Shabiyolam. That this Nachla is different than all other Nachlos in the world. Shekol Nachla Shabiyolam Chayin Yarshin Mesim. Every other Nachla in the world, live people Yarshin from dead people. Vikan Mesim Yarshin Chayin. And over here, dead people Yarshin from live people. Amar Rebbe, what does that mean? Dead people Yashin from live people. Actually, let's see before Rebbe's Mashal. Look at the Rashbam, Elan Mani Mekayim Lishmos Matos Avosam, in the very first, very wide line, says Rashbam, Demashma da Acher Yotzi Mitzrayim Nami Yeshlanu Lechalik Hanachla, Umefarish Va'azil, De Lahachi Ahani Lishmos Matos Avosam Inchalu. This is what the Pasuk teaches me. De Laacher Shanatu Bnei Ruvein Vishimon Yiral of Chalakim Ba'aretz. So Ruvein and Shimon's children, Ruvein who had 10 children, Shimon who had one child. Shimon who had one child. They each take a portion of Eretz Yisrael because they're amongst the Baya Aretz. So those are 11 portions. So what do? Machalkan also b'neim l'fi cheshbon matos avosam ki'ilu liyotzi Mitzrayim. Tahainu, Ruvein v'Shimon avosam nischalku hani yural of chalakim. They take those 11 portions, they bring it back to their fathers, Ruvein and Shimon, and Reuven and Shimon now divide those 11 portions evenly. If you assume that the Yotzei Mitzrayim were 20 years old, right, similar to the Baya Aretz, the Kapit Kralin Nachlas Aretz Yisrael B'nei Chav, that in order for Baya Aretz to receive a portion, they have to be 20 years old. Kedichsiv Le'ele V'abonim Einin Ki'im Shluchim B'Yalma La'havi L'Shnei and Yiral V'Chalakim. The children are considered purely Shluchim, who go back to their father to bring them a chelek, to bring them a chelek of Eretz Yisrael. The Chozen Ruvein v'Shimon umorishin lebnein banav shel Ruvein not lemechza miral chalakim banav shel Shimon not lemechza. And what do they do? They bring these 11 portions back to their fathers, and their fathers divide it evenly. So the 10 sons of Ruvein have to divide 5.5 portions amongst them, and the one son of Shimon gets 5.5 portions all to himself. Just to make it a little more confusing, we're going to talk about two brothers left Mitzrayim. One of them who had 9 sons, and one of them who had 1 son. And they had 5 kurs, which is 10 lesechs. Tisha natu lesech lesech, tes lischin. The one who had 9 sons, 9 of them each receive 1 lesech. And the one who had 1 son, he receives 1 lesach. Because amongst the Baye Aretz, it's all even. But then they go back and they have to return it to their fathers. And then the fathers go and re-yarshin it to them. 9 brothers receive half, which is 2.5 kurs, which is 5 lesachs. And the one receives 2.5 kurs, which is 5 lesachs. And that's what the Gemara means when it says that typically live people yarshin dead people, but over here it's in fact dead people who are yarshining the live people. That's what it's telling me, that this nachla is different than all other nachlos in the world, in that it's not exactly the Yotzei Mitzrayim who divided up and just passed on to their children that way, nor is it exactly the Baye HaAretz who divide it up and just keep it. It's the Baya Aretz dividing it up, bringing it back to the previous generation, and then having it divided evenly amongst the previous generation. Now, wait a second. The obvious kasha. If it's going to be divided evenly amongst the previous generation, amongst the Yotzei Mitzrayim generation, isn't that exactly the same thing as the Yotzei Mitzrayim at the end of the day? In what way is it any different than the Yotzei Mitzrayim? So, meaning the Yotzei Mitzrayim were divided evenly if it was based on the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Now, what's the difference between that and saying that everyone who comes into Eretz Yisrael takes a portion, but then they go back to the Yotzei Mitzrayim and have the Yotzei Mitzrayim divided evenly? It's all the same thing. So there are three basic approaches to answering that question. Three basic approaches. There's this long Tosfos. I would have read it inside, but I don't think we're going to have time to do it inside. So three, let's just say outside. Three basic approaches to answering that question. Rashi on Chumash explains, if a guy left Mitzrayim, has two sons, and those two sons each have their own children, one of those sons has one son, and the other son has two sons, so basically, you have a guy who let's pick names that will work over here. You have Yitzchak, who has Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov has Reuben and Shimon, but Esav only has one son. Let's say he only has Eliphaz, right? He only has one son. Now, those B'nai Banim are the Baya Aretz. Eliphaz, Reuven, and Shimon go into Eretz Yisrael. So how much do they get? They get three chalakim, right? Eliphaz gets one chalak, Reuven gets one chalak, Shimon gets one chalak. And now they go back and they receive, and they give back the chalak, not to their father, but to Avi Avia, to their grandfather who left Mitzrayim. He is then manchil, those three chalakim equally, to his two sons. And from then, so 1.5 chalakim go to Esav, 1.5 chalakim go to Yaakov. Of that 1.5 chalakim, Reuven and Shimon have to divide it evenly, so they each gets 0.75 chalak, and Eliphaz gets 1.5 chalakim. Good. So that's the way it's gonna work. That it goes back to the grandfather's generation to re-yarshin it and divide it evenly amongst the father's generation. That's how Rashi and Chumash explains. The Rashbam explains no. Reuven and Shimon achim shiyatzu mitzrayim. Reuven and Shimon left Mitzrayim, and they are brothers. They each have children in the Midbar. One has 10 children. One has one child. The one who has so amongst those 10 children plus one child, there are 11 chalakim in Eretz Yisrael, and they divide that based on the cheshbon of the nachla that they're supposed to get. However, those Yorshim then go back to their fathers, and they divide it evenly, like we said, Chamisho Mechtsa. The fathers divide it evenly, and therefore it's 5.5 chalakim for the 10 children, and 5.5 chalakim for the one child. The Riva asks, but wait a second, like we just said before, if these banim are only shluchim to bring a chelek ha'aretz back to their fathers, right, we view them as just a shliach, in order that the fathers should divide it evenly, so then Chazra kol nachlas ha'aretz liyotzei Mitzrayim. So then it's the same thing as the Yotzei Mitzrayim, like we just said. What's the difference then between Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia? They're saying the same thing. So he explains, the Riva explains, within the sheet of the Rashbam, not arguing on the Rashbam, he explains within the sheet of the Rashbam that it's a gzeiras hakasuv, that it's not that the Yotzei Mitzrayim all divided evenly amongst them, only brothers amongst the Yotzei Mitzrayim divided evenly. That it's dafka Reuven v'Shimon. It's dafka if there were brothers amongst the Yotzei Mitzrayim, then their descendants, who were amongst the Bayi Aretz, bring it back to them to divide it evenly. But it's not just Chazaras Yerusha Lavia Av, it's Chalukah done amongst the brothers. Meaning that's very similar to what Rashi said, except Rashi said you go back to the grandfather. No, the Rashbam doesn't say anything about the grandfather. It's just say go back to the brothers of the middle generation and have them divide it. The Rabbeinu Tam says that Be'ikr, really like the Rashbam and the Riva, that once the sons take a chelik ba'aretz, they divide it amongst them based on the matos avosam, as if the Yotzei Mitzrayim divided it, and the banim are only shluchim of the fathers to divide it evenly. But when we say that the banim achzirim lavoseim, it means that it doesn't only go back to the brothers. Rabbeinu Tam says it goes back to the entire shevet. That the entire Shevet then goes and reapportions and divides it evenly. Aye, what's the difference then? Whether you say it's the Yotzei Mitzrayim or the Baye Aretz who are Mechalek, the difference is the Inyan Tefelin. The difference is when you're dealing with children. If the Avos who were Yotzei Mitzrayim were 20 years old and they died in the Midbar, and their children when they came into Eretz Yisrael were all under 20 or were women, like the Bnei Safchad, so if you say the Yotzei Mitzrayim received it was Neschalik based on the Yotzei Mitzrayim, so then they would receive a Yerusha, they would receive the Yerusha of their father, because their father was from the Yotzei Mitzrayim. The daughters would receive a Yerusha, or these children who are under 20 when they came into Eretz Yisrael would receive a Yerusha. But if you hold the Baya Aretz, they wouldn't receive anything. Right? Because L'Baya Aretz, it would only be the males over 20 who are Baya Aretz who go into Eretz Yisrael, take a portion, it gets divided up based on who their fathers are, but they're the only ones that are getting anything in the end of the day. So that's the nafkamina between Yotzei Mitzrayim and Baya Aretz. So again, those are three approaches. Again, just very briefly, Rashi, that it goes back to the grandfather, and the grandfather divides it evenly. The Rashbam, that it goes back to the father, and the difference between Yotzei Mitzrayim and Baya Aretz, between the two shitos, is that if you say Baya Aretz, it only goes back to brothers to be divided evenly, and the Rabbeinu Tam, that it goes back to the whole Shevet, and the difference between Yotzei Mitzrayim and Baya Aretz is whether girls who came into Eretz Yisrael, who were the children of a man who was 20 years old when he left Mitzrayim, or children who were under 20 years old, who were the children of a man who was 20 years old when he left Mitzrayim, are going to receive any Yerusha at all. So good, so that's the idea. This Nachla is different than all other Nachla Shabiyolam. This Nachla works backwards. The Sifsei Chacham explains that the reason that Nischadshu b'chalukas ha'aretz, that Dafka by chalukas ha'aretz, you have this Mishunadika type of Nachla, that it works backwards, is because Me'ikra Davar, Eretz Yisrael should have really been divided amongst those who came into Eretz Yisrael. However, we have a rule that whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises something good, that Haftacha is always going to come true. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maftiach, the Yotzei Mitzrayim, Eretz Yisrael. Aye, they sinned, and therefore they all died, deservedly so, in the Midbar. Yeah, Eino Chinami. But he promised that they're going to Yarshin Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, goes like this, in order to be able to keep that promise of them Yarshin Eretz Yisrael, because that's what he had promised, that they're the ones that are going to Yarshin Eretz Yisrael. And he says, that's what the pasuk means. V'nasati osa lachem marosha. What's the word for an inheritance? It's Yerusha. But no, it doesn't say that it's a Yerusha for them. He says Morasha. What's the difference between Yerusha and Morasha? If they themselves received it, it would be a Yerusha. But it's not that they actually received it. It's a Morasha. They received it only in that they have the right to give it on to their children, who in fact went into Eretz Yisrael. Right? That's the idea of Morasha versus Yerusha. Furthermore, in Birui Adaf Uvir, he quotes Rabbi Ruvain Zelig Bengis, who says that according to Rabbi Yonasan, that which Rashi writes on Chumash, B'nei Ru'uven Chanoch Mishpachas HaChanochi, Lefalu Mishpachas HaFla'i, right, HaPla'i, the Torah adds a Yud and a Hey to all the names on the Mishpachas Yisrael. Why? Rashi on Chumash says, to tell us that the Mitzrim never did anything to these women, to the wives of the Bnei Yisrael, and therefore the Yichus is strong. That these are in fact people who have strong Yichus. Now why Dafka at Arvus Moav would that point be made? Dafka 40 years later, that's when you're going to make the point that the Yichus is so strong? Why not in the first minyan when we left Mitzrayim? So he says, no. This idea that the Yichus is strong, this Yud and Hey that are added, are not to address the concerns of the Goyim or the mocking of the Goyim that maybe our Yichus is bad. No, it's because we're afraid of our own, of people in our own midst, of people within Klal Yisrael saying, wait a second, how do I know that you have real Yichus to take from the Baya Aretz, to take from the Yotzei Mitzrayim rather, to take a Yerusha from the Yotzei Mitzrayim? I don't believe your grandfather, was Yotzei Mitzrayim, was the son of a Jew. I think he might have been the son of a Mitzri. So it's Dafka now, where the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying, look, I'm mayed about everyone here, that your Yichus is strong. I'm going to add my name to it, the Yun and the Hay, to the Minyan, so that to put down any potential arguments that might be made about the Yichus of Bnei Yisrael at that time. Okay, Amar Rebbe, Emshel Chamashel Ma'adav Dom. Rebbe says, I'll explain to you how this works. Meaning the halacha that we just said, that it goes to the Baya Aretz and then gets redivided amongst the Yotzei Mitzrayim, is very similar to the following. Let's say you have two brothers who are Kohanim, live in the same city. One has one son, the other one has two sons. And these three children, the two that belong to one and the one that belongs to the other, go to the Goren to receive their Truma. The one who has one son gets only one chelik. The two sons each receive a chelik. And they all go back to their father, and they all divide it evenly. Why do they divide it evenly? So some of the Rishonim say it must be that they had a previous agreement to divide it evenly. I think that's what the Rashbam says, that they must have agreed previously that they're going to divide it evenly. And that's ki'ilu the same thing over here. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that the Yotzei Mitzrayim are going to receive Yerusha, it's ki'ilu there's a previous agreement that all the Yotzei Mitzrayim are going to divide it evenly, even though the ones who actually receive the portions are the Bayi Aretz. They're the ones that actually physically go to get the portions. They get the portions, then bring it back to the Yotzei Mitzrayim. The Yotzei Mitzrayim then go and divide it evenly and pass it back to the Bayi Aretz. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, La'elu u'la'elu nischalka aretz. Eretz Yisrael is divided amongst both the Yotzei Mitzrayim and the Bayi Aretz. K'dei l'kayim shnei mekraos halalu, because we emphasize equally both psukim. Ha'ketzad, how does that work? Hayim Yotzei Mitzrayim, notel chelko Yotzei Mitzrayim. If someone was amongst the Yotzei Mitzrayim, so he takes his portion together with the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Hayim Baya Aretz, notel chelko Baya Aretz. If someone was from the Baya Aretz and was not from the Yotzei Mitzrayim, so he takes a portion amongst the Baya Aretz. Meaning everyone gets a portion. Anyone who is the Yotzei Mitzrayim gets a portion, and anyone who is a Baya Aretz, 20 years or older, gets a portion. Mikanu Mikan, let's say you're lucky enough to be both. You were over 20 years old when you left Mitzrayim, and you're still alive when you go into Eretz Yisrael. Notel chelko mikan umikan. You get two portions. One is being a Yotzei Mitzrayim, and one is being a Baya Aretz. So basically, the way it worked is, ki'ilu, not exactly like this, but essentially, you divide Eretz Yisrael 50-50, take the 50% of Eretz Yisrael and divide it evenly amongst the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Most of them are dead, so you give it, pass it on to their heirs with the Dina Yerusha, regular Dina Yerusha, but it's divided based on the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Take the other 50% of Eretz Yisrael and divide it amongst the Baya Aretz. That's the way it works. If you look at Rashbam, Hayim Yotzei Mitzrayim, Hachi Perusha, Lo Im Hayim Yotzei Mitzrayim V'lo Mi Baya Aretz. Let's say you're only amongst the Yotzei Mitzrayim, not from the Baya Aretz. Gon Ruvein Yotzei Mitzrayim V'ben Chafa Ol Lebanu B'Midbar Umeis Ruvein. Let's say Ruvein left Mitzrayim, he was 20 years old. He died in the Midbar like almost everyone who was 20 years old and left Mitzrayim did. And he had children. The children went into Eretz Yisrael, but the children were less than 20 when they went into Eretz Yisrael. So they don't get their own portion in Eretz Yisrael, but you know what they do get? They get to split Ruvein's portion in Eretz Yisrayel. Ruvein got a portion. Or if you're amongst the Bayi Aretz, but not from the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Let's say Reuven had children in Mitzrayim, and Reuven died in Mitzrayim, and his children were only 10, 11, 12 years old when they left Mitzrayim. They're adults now that they're entering Eretz Yisrael. So they get their own portion in Eretz Yisrael, nothing from Reuven, because Reuven was not from the Yotzei Mitzrayim. The more perplexing category is the third one, that he was Mikan or Mikan, someone who's both. I thought everyone died. How could you be both Mikan and Mikan? So says the Rashbam, first medium sized line, Gon Ruven Shay Ben Chav Kshat Mitzrayim, Vahol the Banu Bamidbar, Umeis, Vahabanim Hayu Bene Chav Biknisas and La Aretz. Notan Chalkan Bishvil Atzman Shayn Baya Aretz, Notanami Chelekecha Bishvil Avian Shayim Yotzi Mitzrayim. Doesn't mean you have to be alive. Means that if a Reuven left Mitzrayim when he was 20 years old, he gets a chalak. If his children go into Eretz Yisrael and they're over 20 years old, they get their own chalakim, plus the Yarshin Reuven's chalak. Some say no, it can even be the same person. Who died in the Midbar? People between 20 and 60 when they left Mitzrayim. Let's say he was more than 60 when he left Mitzrayim, so then he's good. Let's go invite him in the Gemara, try to get to the two dots. Miraglim Yeshua v'Kalev natul chalkam. The Miraglim didn't get their own chalak, they lost it because they were Rishayim. Yeshua and Kalev took their chalak. Mislonin and Va'adas Karach, the Mislonin, we'll discuss tomorrow who that is. And the Adas Karach, lo hayilam chalak ba'aretz. They didn't have a chalak in Eretz Yisrael. Habanim natul b'zchus aviyah v'yenu b'zchus aviyah m'seyhen. And their children can only take a portion of Eretz Yisrael b'zchus their grandfathers. Now the Gemara says, back up a daf. We started this daf by saying we have two conflicting psukim. That one pasuk says, that Eretz Yisrael is going to be divided amongst those who are going in. And the other pasuk says, which implies that it's going to be divided amongst the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Where does that pasuk imply that it's going to be divided amongst the Yotzei Mitzrayim? Maybe it's talking about the Shvatim. How do you know that it's about the Yotzei Mitzrayim? Maybe it just means the Shvatim divide evenly. Because the pasuk says, "V'nasati osa lachem marasha ani Hashem." Yerusha hilachem me'avoseichem uliyotzei Mitzrayim kamelahu. It's a Yerusha from your fathers, and that's a reference to the Yotzei Mitzrayim. So that's how we know that that pasuk that we've been dealing with the whole daf, and we've been assuming is talking about the Yotzei Mitzrayim, is in fact talking about the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Tomorrow's daf Be'ez Hashem deals with six questions that Rav Papa asked. We will hopefully cover all six in tomorrow's daf. We'll pick up from the two dots tomorrow morning.